Well, I'm Brandon Spikes, the CEO, CTO, and founder of Spikes Security. We're actually making the web a safe place to visit by introducing isolation technology for preventing malicious content from infecting endpoints of all types and making websites safe, you know, so that the malware that exists on the web is not able to infect these computers and devices. Today at the InfoSec show, I saw a lot of some of the same technologies that have been around for decades. There hasn't been a lot of innovation in the last 10 years. You know, it's still detection, heuristics, logging, a lot of things that show you that you've been hacked and, you know, here's how it happened and here's how to address the problem. But one thing that's very rare out there on the show floor is to see technologies that stop you from being hacked, you know, prevention. That's sort of very rare to find, and that's very exciting for us because we live in that arena. We provide full prevention of infections through the web browser. And today, according to research that we've seen from Palo Alto Networks and Microsoft and, you know, several sources have shown that the number one threat for enterprises has been malicious web content getting through browsers. So it shows that the other problems have solutions, but the one that has not been solved is website malware through browsers. So it's time to understand that this is not going away and that detection is not going to protect us, and to isolate ourselves from that threat. So if you take the risky part of visiting a website is to execute the web code, to download the CSS and JavaScript and all the plugin content and execute websites on our browsers. If you take that functionality and put it in an isolated container, it makes it more secure. You know, take a look at some of the isolation technologies that are doing that today on the endpoint. You know, sandboxes on the endpoint that run your browser for you provide a greater degree of security. However, there's a fundamental flaw in that approach, in that the isolation is only so good as the operating system. You think you're safe, but then some advanced malware from a hacker nation state gets through that security and then, you know, lays malware in an endpoint that is containing sensitive information. And I think that's a bit dangerous, because if you feel safe to put sensitive content on your endpoint, you may have more there for a hacker to steal than if you'd known that you were vulnerable, right? The only way to really secure an endpoint is to give it a perimeter, is to not try to secure it from the inside, to put that isolation off the endpoint and on the network somewhere, behind a firewall, you know, truly physically separated. And that's sort of an important next step in isolation technology, is to get away from the endpoint, realize that sandboxes are defeated every year. Hopefully you guys have been aware of the Pwn2Own conference and how they show that happens, you know, every year that sandboxes are always defeated. So by isolating web malicious content on a network level and on an appliance or on a server that's not, you know, on the endpoint, you also are able to harden the operating system and make it single purpose. So if you took the world's most secure operating system and made it unable to do functions other than what it's intended, your ability to detect intrusions goes up. The number of intrusions that are possible go down, and then if you're able to provide access to that content without sacrifices to user experience, why would you not do that, right? Due to advances in technology and remote application hosting, you know, this has become possible. So today, we can now look at isolation technologies that are network-based and that provide, for the first time, real effective security, and then again allow people to adopt these electronic systems and go online with sensitive information on their endpoints again, feel completely safe and have real security that works. That's kind of the high level description of how I see isolation technologies, and kind of where we're working in the space is to create the most advanced versions of this and to make it scalable and make it very easy to use. And that's sort of the company that I've started does that and creates a product that does that. And I think it's kind of exciting to be the ones that are, you know, making a big change and improving the general security of enterprises around the world and making the web a safe place to visit.